Today, the next chapter in the household financial stress story. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance and the Latest What That Is post covering finance and property news. On Tuesday at 8 p.m. Sydney time, I'm going to be running a live show where I'm going to walk through in detail some of the analysis relating to financial stress, mortgage stress, rental stress, and the other analytics that we've got down to a postcode level. But today what I want to do is to lay the ground for that show insofar that what I can do today is to share the high-level results of our analysis so that we can focus on Tuesday down at the postcode level. So let me start by just describing again the process that we go through to begin to work out what mortgage stress is like at any point in time. And this, of course, is something which I've been talking about for some time, running these models for more than 20 years. And the starting point is to understand that we survey households on an ongoing basis, and those surveys then flow into our core market model. And that allows us then to consider what's going on in real time. And of course, we update the surveys every week and report at the end of each month. So it's very contemporary data. We also can slice and dice the data all sorts of different ways, including different types of households through our segmentation models, and also, of course, locations as well. And we also have a view as to where things may be going, not so far as making predictions, never have made predictions, but talking about different scenarios, what may happen in different situations. And so the scenario discussion is powered off the back of our models. And that means we can take the stress data, the price trajectory data, the buying and selling intentions, the migration data, and the broader economic information, wham it through the model, through our scenarios, and then we can calculate down to a postcode level and also roll up the data to a region, state, and all Australia level, which gives us a view then of what may be happening ahead with regard to house price scenarios. And by the way, we are still running our one-to-one service. This is an individual confidential conversation that you can have with me, and we can look at a particular suburb or postcode and consider the underlying trends. Just to underscore again, this is not financial advice. Rather, it's a general conversation about what's going on. But nevertheless, we can get into quite a lot of detail. And typically, I can assemble the stress, home price, trend data, and also have a look at the trends going forward based on our scenarios. And these conversations tend to take about an hour either by the phone or Zoom. And there is a cost involved because there's quite a lot of research at my end that needs to be done to be able to get the granularity that we need. And we are booking. We can book 3 to 5 weeks ahead at the moment via my blog. So if you go across the DFA blog, you can send me a message there and I can send you some more information. Now, let me talk about the definition of stress. This is a really important conversation, not least because the RBA has now started to engage in a discussion about what stress may absolutely mean. And in fact, there are different definitions out there from 30% of income or taxable income through to underwriting metrics. Now, of course, we define stress in cash flow terms, but the RBA made this presentation the other day when they spoke about the spectrum of household financial stress from budget pressures at one end right the way through to missing payments and through to insolvency. And I want to underscore that in my modelling, I'm measuring stress at this very early aperture level. In other words, how are households faring? Money in, money out. So, of course, the numbers that I come up with will be larger than those who are measuring, for example, missed payments only or indeed insolvency. But the tricky thing here is there is potentially trajectory. So once people get into difficulty, then they over time drift towards missing payments or indeed insolvency and into severe stress later. So there is a time dimension, which is important. And if you want to learn more about this, have a look at my show that I published the other day called Household Financial Pressures and RBA Propaganda, where I take apart the RBA presentation and also look at some of the deficiencies in their approach. So going back to my definitions, as I said, we look at it in cash flow terms. So if households have more outgoings, excluding one-off discretionary items than income, we define them as stressed. If they have a mortgage, they're in mortgage stress. In renting, they're in rental stress. investors with cash flow pressures are identified as stressed investors, and we also aggregate the data to estimate total financial stress. And whilst we can calculate it at a percentage of households, the count is more telling insofar that the big numbers, of course, is where the pain is most significant. So let's look at the mortgage stress data for November 2023 from our models. And the first thing to say is that the overall rental stress number has gone up again. It's now 73.57% of households. So stress is most significant in the rental sector. Now, this, of course, is something which the RBA in their recent analysis avoided discussing. Mortgage stress is also above 50% still. And if you compare that with where it was back in February 2020 at 32.9%, you can see there's been a significant acceleration. And that, of course, is through COVID and then through the interest rate rise cycle. And by the way, the overall debt to income ratio is still very extended, although, as I've explained before, the RBA takes all households, whether they have a mortgage or not. So you need to multiply about three, because about one third of households have a mortgage, to get a better sense of what's really going on. So if we look at the November data, and here I've got showed the information by state, and I've highlighted the movement from last month. So in this particular way of presenting the information, I've highlighted in yellow where the percentage of households have increased compared with last month, and in blue where they've dropped compared to last month. And you can see there that at the ACT level, at the Northern Territory level, Tasmania, Victoria and Western Australia, stress has risen. But there are some offsetting drops in New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia. And so the overall total is just sitting around the same level as where it was last month for mortgage stress. But rental stress has gone up 73.57%. And there's a significant hike in New South Wales, Tasmania, and also Western Australia. Investor stress, so those are people with investment properties, are seeing more pressure in the ACT and New South Wales, Victoria, and Western Australia. And financial stress is also higher, and that's an aggregation of mortgage stress, rental stress, and investor stress compared with all households at 51.97% in the ACT, 53.65% in New South Wales, and overall across Australia, 49.86%. Now, I've also shown this information in count terms, and in terms of mortgage stress, 1.938 million households in mortgage stress out of the 9.74 million households. There were just over 2.278 million households in rental stress, which is as high as it's ever been. The stressed investors are sitting at 645,000. And overall financial stress at 4.86 million is just sitting under half of total households now with cash flow pressures. But remember my definition, it's at the early stage of the problem, of course. If we look at it by segment, you can see here, and by the way, the yellow here is just the highest, it's not a comparison to last month, that the young growing families at 90% and those on the urban fringe, on the battling urban segment at 82% are the most exposed to mortgage stress. Rental stress is highest amongst first generation Australians, the multicultural establishment, at 83.95%, and also more mature stable families who are still renting, but it's higher across pretty much all segments. The investor stress is highest among the exclusive professionals and young affluent. And the young affluent and exclusive professionals both have a bigger portfolio of investment properties, but often what I find is that young affluents have less of a clear view as to how to manage their investment portfolios, and in some cases have made very bad investment decisions. And overall financial stress is highest amongst young growing families, typically, of course, including first-time buyers, as well as those in the urban fringe. Now, here is the series of households in postcodes with mortgage stress, sorted by the count. And you can see there that in Liverpool, postcode 2170, they actually have the highest count. And then we go to Craigieburn and Donnybrook, in Victoria, 3064, up to Toowoomba, 4350, Western Australian postcode 6065, including Tapping and Wangaroo, and then back to Campbelltown in New South Wales at 2560, and then down to Victorian postcode 3029, Hoppers Crossing, and then Fountain Gate and Narrowarren, again in Victoria, and then Pakenham, again in Victoria, then out to regional Victoria and Ballarat, and then back to 3806 in Berwick and Harkaway, and another Victorian postcode, including Point Cook and Werribee, and then Cranbourne, and then back to New South Wales, including Camden, and postcode 2765, including Riverstone. So they're the top most stressed by count of households for mortgage stress. Looking at rental stress, centre of Melbourne is at the top of the list, then Toowoomba, Liverpool, Wentworthville, and then Victorian postcode 3029, Hoppers Crossing, and then up to Queensland around Southport and Labrador, and then back to Campbelltown in New South Wales, Queensland postcode 4209 in Coomera, then back to New South Wales postcode 2017, including Zetland and Waterloo, then Victorian postcode 3030, including Derrimut, Point Cook and Werribee, then back to Mount Druitt in New South Wales, Ipswich up in Queensland, Blacktown in New South Wales, Cranbourne in Victoria, Yatala in Queensland, and Gosford on the Central Coast, postcode 2250. Then we go to the stressed investors, and again, postcode 3000, centre of Melbourne, is at the top of the list, followed by Riverstone, Randwick, Wentworthville, Coomera, Narrabeen, Labrador, Sampson, St Kilda, Surry Hills, Hornsby, Fortitude Valley, DY, Highgate Hill, Wollongong, Port Macquarie, Lane Cove and Cranbourne. And finally, financial stress, top of the list, that's the aggregate, of course, of all the types of stress. Toowoomba, 4350, is at the top of the list, followed by Liverpool in New South Wales, 2170, then Hoppers Crossing and Tarnit in Victoria, 3029, then Campbelltown, 2560, then Craigieburn and Donnybrook in Victoria, 3064, then Cranbourne, Derrimut, centre of Melbourne, then back to Wentworthville in New South Wales, and Mount Druitt in New South Wales, postcode 2770, then out to regional Victoria, Ballarat, Queensland in the postcode 4305 around Ipswich, and Labrador, 4215, then back to Blacktown, 2148, Tapping in Western Australia, and then Queensland postcode 4300, Belwood Park, and 4209, Coomera. And the last slide here is the default. This is the count of defaults expected over the next 12 months, and it's still a relatively low proportion of households, but nevertheless, Cranbourne, postcode 3977, top of the list, then Mandurah in Western Australia, Tarnit in Victoria, Armidale in Western Australia, and Success in WA, Roxburgh Park in Victoria, Gosford, Derrimut, Bundaberg, Tapping, Yatala, Toowoomba, and Beckenham. So that's where a lot of the pain is, and my expectation is that we're going to see more pressure on households and therefore high levels of defaults in coming months, not least because interest rates will stay high, more people are still drifting from fixed rates to variable rates, and of course the broader cost of living pressures, thanks to high inflation, are still very much happening at the moment. And just quickly on our scenarios, we still look at scenarios. They may not be right, but they do allow us to give a bit of a consideration as to how things may run from today. We run three. The first scenario is the Goldilocks zone, which basically says rates stay at 4.35% a full next year, in line or ahead of the RBA expectations. Migration remains still well above the average. The second is a soft landing where rates rise a little further. Inflation stays above target. Migration falls to around average. And the worst case is nightmare scenario where rates rise higher and stay high. Wages growth stalls due to a recession locally, which means that rates then fall later, and migration overall drops below average. And this is the last stake in the ground. So when I look at those scenarios, you can see that from a house perspective, the best case scenario is that home prices still have some upside potentially, but the base case and worst case is that prices are likely to fall from this point. And units have a similar trajectory, though with less of a severe fall, if in fact rates continue to rise higher and we get a recession locally. So on Tuesday, what I'm going to do is to spend time looking at the information down at a postcode level. And in fact, you can ask live for information about a particular postcode. Here is a sample of the information that I'll be presenting if you'd like to spend some time on Tuesday going through it. And finally, of course, if people are in difficulty, it's very important to get the right help. I recommend the National Debt Helpline. This is a government-supported program where you can get significant advice from a financial counsellor. In the current environment, with interest rates remaining high, with incomes still in real terms going backwards, the fact is that many people will need to actually look carefully at their cash flow and try and make better decisions to manage their financial profile going forward. So getting help, particularly if you've got a mortgage or are a heavy user of other credit products, suggests that you get some advice and quickly. Anyway, that's pretty much what I want to cover today. As I say, on Tuesday, I'll go into more detail and also look at the postcodes. So join me at 8 p.m. Sydney time so that we can actually explore the information in yet more detail. And you can ask a question live, of course. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.